We know truckers make the world go round, so we survey them often.
Remember, guys, honking means yes, silence means no. Did you know Progressive makes it easy to switch and save with personalized discounts? Do you ever feel like a T-Rex out there surrounded by annoying little raptors? Should I keep growing out this super sweet stash? Don't all honk at once.
Quote today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying. Learn something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it. So can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Cavaliers with a one-point lead of 9-8. This is Xavier Basketball from Learfield on 700 WLW.
This is terrible.
I can't hear the station.
I don't know.
Joe, the score is right.
Score is right here. Just remember that.
How'd you get the love? How'd you find anything
here? I know. It's terrible. It's the worst.
There it is. There's something.
Summary. And the page.
I don't want to come back.
What happened? Tell us.
Stay right there.
Yep, stay right there.
Minutes and they already have seven jacked up. So, but coming to the game, Joe, over their last their five game winning streak, they've been knocking those shots down. I mean, they've been.
Half, Xavier with a one-point lead of 9-8. Marquette will have the basketball. Xavier with some full-court pressure.
As they were just trying to accelerate.
Odom's in the ballgame for the Musketeers also. A drive to the bucket by Jones. Reverse layup is good for two. Nicely done by Jones, who just checked into the ballgame. He's able to rub Paul Scruggs off on a screen along the right sideline. He just traveled down the baseline to lay it in. That puts Marquette up by 1, 10-9. Kunkel also on the floor for the Musketeers. Pulls up for a 12-footer. Drains it. Took it from the top of the key to the right elbow. Extended. It hit a 12-footer on a sudden stop. A nice flip of the wrist. Xavier back on top by 1, 11-10.
Kunkel's played with so much confidence.
Three's on the way from Jones. Left side of the floor. Rims out. Rebound taken by Paul Scruggs. Quickly across the timeline. Ball is deflected. Scruggs grabs it. Reestablishes the dribble. Into the corner it goes to Odom. Nungy posting up. Catches the pass down on the block. Got it. He has a double team. And he's in some trouble down there. He has it deflected out of his hands and taken away. He needed some players to move around for him to get open. A drive down the left side of the lane. A kick to the corner. Wide open three is on the way off the iron. No good. Rebound taken by Kunkel. That was taken by Joplin deep in the left corner. Set up by Kolek. Kunkel fires a three left side off the iron. No good. Rebound taken by Marquette. Xavier leads by 1, 11-10, 12:26 to play in the first half. Kolek with the basketball. Takes it around the right side of the top of the key. Down the lane. Leans and shoots. No good. Under some pressure from Nungy. Nungy with a rebound.
Good defense without fouling Paul Scruggs there.
Jones to Scruggs. Scruggs double team, loses the basketball. In transition, 3-on-2, Marquette up to the three-point line. A three is on the way and in the bucket. And that'll give Marquette a 13-11 lead. That was made by Jones. Cam Jones is coming off the bench.
Marquette now 3-for-10, Joe. They've taken 10 shots in this game. 10 out of the 16 shots have been from behind the arc.
Marquette 13, Xavier 11. Timeout's been called. This is Xavier basketball from Learfield on 700 WLW.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Life can throw a lot at us, but through all the ups and downs, your financial future will be ever gentle on your mind with Weston and Southern. From life insurance to investments, our one-on-one guidance is customized for your needs today and in the future. Weston and Southern, life insurance, retirement, and investments. Visit westernsouthern.com/restassured to get started today.
Ever smiling, never gentle on my mind.
Join a clean and spacious Planet Fitness for only $10 a month, making it the perfect place for everybody.
Even me, mother of fussy triplets?
Especially you, Supermom. Join Planet Fitness today and feel fit-tacular. See club for details.
When it comes to your electric, you don't need good enough. You need Craftsman Electric. Our main focus is providing quality professional work, not selling you things you don't need. Craftsman Electric does the job right the first time. Contact us at CraftsmanElectric.com.
In the age of the impersonal mega dealership, we offer a fresh approach. We'll treat you like family. Hi, Walt Kelsey with Kelsey Chevrolet. From our family, yours is more than just a tagline. It's the foundation of our business. Find new roads at KelseyChev.com.
EverDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair has been repairing homes in the tri-state for 36 years under the same name and ownership. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. EverDry is the hometown company I've been recommending for over 30 years. Call EverDry Waterproofing today.
700 WLW.
Welcome back to the Republic Bank broadcast booth. The Xavier Musketeers trailing Marquette by 2, 13-11.
Well, Joe, early in this game, it's Marquette's been trying to push the ball up the floor and shoot a lot of threes, and they've made most of their shots have come made field goals have come from behind the arc. They're 3-for-10. So they've taken 6 twos and 10 threes in this game. Xavier has been the opposite. Xavier's trying to attack inside. Even though Xavier is 1-for-5 from behind the arc, Paul Scruggs did make the 1-3. Nate Johnson's 0-for-1. Kobe Jones 0-for-1. You know, Marquette, they're gonna concede the 3 to Xavier. I mean, Xavier's got to be able to make some threes in this game because that is the shot that's going to be open, at least early, because I'm sure that's what Shaka Smart's defensive strategy is going to be in this game. Make Xavier make some shots from the outside, which Xavier has really done a struggle with over the last couple games.
Do you hear but not understand? Do you struggle to hear in noisy situations? If so, go to one of Acute Hearing's 11 convenient locations. Visit acutehearingcenters.com to schedule a free appointment. Acute Hearing, changing lives through better hearing.
Joe, also Nate Johnson, he needs to get going, Joe. He's not scored well in the last couple games. He's 0-for-1. I want him to continue to look for that shot because he's more than capable.
Odom brings it across the timeline. Odom had 19 points against Marquette in the first half, or the first ball game between these two teams.
That was a career high for him.
Looks like Marquette might be in a 2-3 zone virus. Slash by Odom. Feed to the baseline. Back out to Kunkel. Three's on the way. Hits it. And Xavier takes the lead 14-13 with 11:33 to go.
Yeah, that's the second bomb hit by Adam Kunkel. Kunkel playing with an extreme amount of confidence.
Xavier trapping on the perimeter, and that'll be a turnover.
And that's DeJuan Odom. His pressure on the ball, Joe, created that turnover. And then you go back to previous play, his penetration into the paint. He drew two defenders, kicked it out to the corner to Nungy. Nungy threw it back to Kunkel. Kunkel was thinking about passing the ball to the top of the key, but he's playing with so much confidence. He said he'd take it himself, and he knocked down the second three for Xavier. Xavier up by one with 11-2 seconds to go, 14-13.
Loaded with a basketball along the left sideline. Nunji trying to post up. Tosses it into him about 12 feet from the basket. Back out to the point to Odom. Slashes down the lane. Comes to an abrupt stop. Throws up a floater. No good. Rolling off the rim on the left side. Rebound taken by Marquette. Morcell with the basketball.
That's an excellent shot by DeJuan Odom. Want to see him keep on taking it.
Drives into the baseline under the bucket. Morcell under the basket. Powers it up. Misses it under tough pressure. Rebound tapped out to the perimeter. Controlled by Odom. In transition. Slashes to the hoop. Tumbles to the ground. We have a whistle. And it's a traveling call on Odom. He was looking for the foul. Didn't get it.
There's a lot of contact right there. Odom definitely was the initiator. And usually that call, you get the benefit of that call nine out of 10 times. But when you're on the road, those kind of calls go against you. That's why you just have to kind of keep playing and try to overcome them.
Shaq Nunji's out of the ballgame. Nate Johnson back out on the floor. Macon Hunter's back out on the floor for the Musketeers. Saving a man-to-man defense. Drive down the left side of the lane. A kick to the corner, and it is thrown out of bounds. Marquette a little bit out of sorts. That was Iguodaro driving down the left side of the lane. Thought he hit a teammate left corner. By the time he threw it, it was long vacated. That just went into the stands.
Well, that's way to stay at home. That's Marquette's center trying to create off the dribble.
14-13, the lead for the Musketeers. Hunter with the basketball, right side of the floor to Odom. Back out to the left point to Fremantle. One dribble over to Kunkel. Bless the three. I thought he was going to shoot that for sure.
I did too, Joe.
Right side of the floor to Odom. Down to Fremantle, working on the left block. Back to his defender. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. And we've got a whistle and a foul. It'll be on Iguodaro. Zach had him set up where he had the defender on his back towards the free throw line. He's going to put a spin on him, but he was fouled and couldn't get the spin moving.
Yeah, Joe, Marquette is definitely defensively, they're really trying to force Xavier to the baseline on both sides of the floor. So the Xavier bigs have to be aware of that and spin away from pressure, whether it's to the left or the right.
Kunk open for three, lets it fly in the left wing, and that one's wide left. Didn't even hit the rim that time. Rebound chased down in the corner by Marquette. Quickly across the timeline. Lewis drives, gets to the rim, finger roll, bounces around the rim, scores it, and he's fouled on the play.
Yeah, Zach Freeman has to just kind of sit there and try to get a charge there. Instead, he goes up top and tries to challenge Justin Lewis, and Lewis easily draws the contact and lays it in.
And his first man, he got around Lewis, got around Hunter, and then Freeman, as you said, came over, just didn't get up high enough to really challenge him. Justin Lewis, 6'7", 235-pound freshman, is becoming quite a player for Marquette. Free throw is no good. Rebound batted around, picked up and dunked by Cleff. Xavier players just fought over the free throw rebound and knocked it around, and it just ended up under the bucket. Cleff, at 6'10", grabbed it and dunked it.
Zach Fremantle has to be aware. When he brought that rebound down, Stevie Mitchell came and just kind of submarined the ball out.
Drive by Hunter, passes man, lays it up on the rim, falls off. No good.